This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Let's go to New Orleans East. Elmore, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Elmore.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm being very honest with you. Being a vet, Vietnam vet, went to Vietnam, 19 years old, 6 years military. I work for the American people. And upholding the Constitution, that was one of the procedures of joining the military, that you understood the rule of law, even as a young man, 19 years old. So if a president even be doubted, I mean, I'm laughing because it's not even funny. For a president of the United States to talk like he's naive, don't know, it's a total disrespect to the American people. You know exactly what you're saying. You know why you say what you're saying. So I'm tired of people giving excuses. Well, you know, he's not a politician as we know it, and he's talk off the cuff. He know exactly what he's saying. He say what he mean what he say. So let's call it the way it is.
All right, Elmore, thank you for your service to our country. I'm glad you called our show. I'm glad you're listening. Just an interesting question. So CNN anchor Abby Phillips on her show last night on CNN had a panel, and they were talking about this, because when this came up on Meet the Press over the weekend with moderator Kristen Welker, she was talking about the Constitution of the United States and does the president have to uphold the Constitution? To which the president said, I don't know. I have to respond by saying, again, I have brilliant lawyers that work for me, and they're going to obviously follow what the Supreme Court said. But basically, he said he doesn't know whether or not he has to follow the Constitution. And he has not followed the Constitution with a lot of the deportations that have taken place. This was also a discussion yesterday on CNN with Breonna Keeler and Republican from Georgia, Representative Rich McCormick. And they were talking about this as well. And, you know, there are going to be people who say, well, no, he doesn't, because he's the president of the United States. Now, we know the Supreme Court recently ruled that presidents can do things and they're not really held accountable. That presidents can do things and they're not held accountable like average citizens. We know about that ruling. But I never interpreted that at the time as meaning that the president doesn't have to follow the Constitution. This was this was regarding basically that Supreme Court ruling, in my opinion, seemed to be regarding behavior, things the president would do with his behavior or his talk. And it had nothing to do with just preserving and protecting the Constitution, which he's sworn to do at the oath of, when he's taking the oath of office. So I just think it's crazy that we're asking this question, that we have a president who believes that he's above the Constitution. Do you want to just throw the Constitution out? I mean, what would all the people do who support the Second Amendment? What would all of those people do if we threw the Constitution out? there would be no constitutional guarantee that you could have guns in this country. And maybe a state could come along and pass a law that the state can come take your guns. I think sometimes people forget how powerful and how important the Constitution is. All right, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. From Tarrytown, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm a 75-year-old veteran, and I think the president is ridiculous to believe that he shouldn't have to follow the Constitution. The question is, do we want a country with a president that don't want to follow the Constitution? Now, if we all could recall, Harris and Biden was trying to pass a law to speed up their progress on with these aliens at the border. Because Trump's excuse was they have millions and millions of cases and we won't be able to go through with that. But that problem could have been partially solved if he would allow the Republicans to vote on the bill he was trying to pass in Congress. He said it was a waste of money. Now, when we talk about a waste of money, here we have a president that has spent over $30 million to play golf in his first 100 days. We have a president that wants to have an $80 million parade for his birthday. And he want to end programs like Meals on Wheels and feeding the kids in the summertime and things like that. Now, that's a real waste of money as far as I'm concerned. What I really hope is that somebody can come up and discover a vaccine for all of the people that then drink this MAGA punch, even though RFK might tell them it might make them turn black or something. But I think somebody got to come up with a vaccine for all of the people that then drink the MAGA punch. Thank you.
Bob, I appreciate the call. All right, now look, as far as the parade's concerned, I don't like the idea that the president wants a parade about him, because that's the mentality of a dictator.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
But this particular parade would actually be the 250th anniversary of the Army. And maybe it's worth it for that reason, to promote the military. But it should not be just for the president. I think they're trying to work it out to where it coincides with the president's birthday. But this is really also a parade about the 250th anniversary of the military. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Yeah, there's a couple folks in here who are giving us some variation on, stop making stuff up. President Trump never said he would not follow the Constitution. You're misleading your audience.
Let me just stop here.
Yeah.
I never said he wouldn't follow the Constitution. I never said that. We're talking about since he said, I don't know. See, this is how people misinterpret what I say. I never said the president said he would not follow the Constitution. He said, I don't know if I have to. And so I'm asking the question, should the president of the United States follow the Constitution?
Yeah. If the president is asked I believe the direct quote from Welker was, don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president? And his immediate answer was, I don't know. I got to check with my lawyers first. Like, that is what we're talking about. He never said, I'm not going to follow the Constitution. However, but for a little context, I'm old enough to remember all the way back in 2022 when he tweeted out this. Do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, end quote. This is not even the first time that Donald Trump has completely whiffed on what his role is as the chief executive in upholding the Constitution of the United States. So don't come at us like, you're making this up. This is all fake news. Yeah. This is not even the first time that he has screwed up this very simple principle.
In his heart and mind, he is a dictator. I believe that. I believe that the president believes that he is essentially, or should be, he should be able to be a dictator because he's president. Now, I don't know how much the president of the United States paid attention to politics when he was younger, because he was like banging a lot of women, and he was a playboy and just jet setter, had a lot of money, and he might have been really distracted. So, you know, maybe all of this is his first introduction to politics and to the political structure in America. So maybe he really doesn't know. But, you know, again, I never said Trump said he would not follow the Constitution. So please, please actually listen to our show. I mean, that's only fair, right?
You didn't say that, but it's not insane to think that he would say that.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he seems to think like it's his choice whether or not he obeys the Constitution.
Well, I think that that's what I think he believes that. He didn't say that directly, but by responding, I don't know. I mean, that's a pretty vague answer to a pretty pretty definite question. Do you believe you should have to follow the Constitution? To say I don't know really kind of means you probably believe you don't have to.
In fairness, here's another text that I wanted to tuck in. Says, President Jackson refused the decision of the Supreme Court with regard to Indian removal. Denying or expanding the Constitution is old stuff. Roosevelt stole the Panama Canal and Jefferson got Louisiana. Those were both extra constitutional acts.
All right. So as far as this show is concerned, we deal with modern history and we don't deal with like that far back, even though there may have been some precedent set. I don't believe something that Jackson did or Jefferson did. I don't believe that's a real precedent set. You know, we're talking about modern history on this show. It's 2025 and a lot has changed. I know we got to get to a break here. So just keep that in mind. It is unprecedented for a president to think that he might not have to follow the Constitution.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.